You had the single tree on each side of the double tree in front of it that you hooked the horses to. The double tree went all the way across, and then the prong fit back into the buggy. You to pull the pin out and put the shafts in. They fit a little cup on each side of the axle, front axle. Yes, sir.
Well, that's interesting. The buggies were like that. What about the wheels? What kind of wheels did they have on a buggy?
And wooden spokes in them, almost entirely. And then a metal rim around it to keep what they called a tire. It was a tire. And the wagon sometime had a narrow tie, some had a wide one. It varied anywhere from about 2 inches to 5 inches wide.
The tire?
The tire, wooden metal tire with iron tire around it.
What about what joined them together? Was it wood or metal?
That was an axle. It had had metal on the end of wood. And that was your hub of your wheel fit on the spindle of the axle. It was held on by a big nut at the end. And then you had it was like a big wrench that fit either wheel. There's a big one on a wagon, small on a buggy. And it'd fit in there around that nut, and you'd take that nut off or tighten it up with a wrench.
Well, what about the you said it had spokes in it. What did they fit into?
They fit from the hub into the wood that went all the way around the wheel. And then the tire was metal on top of the wood.
It was the rim?
Mm-hmm. They called it a tire, just like they did call them as a, and your blacksmith, of course, shoed your horses for you. And depending on some places, they had little cleats in front for the in snow and ice for the horse to break through and keep his footing.
On the
shoe that went on the horse.
Did you call it a shoe, or did you call it a horseshoe?
Horseshoe. Sometimes they call it a shoe, sometimes a horseshoe.
And what about the?
You had to trim their feet and level them and punch out the holes again. They put corks on the horseshoe for them to have gripping power too.
So when you put the horseshoes on, did you say I'm going to shoe the horse, mm-hmm, and I'm going to put the shoes on his feet or on his whatever?
On his feet, on his hooves. Hooves, I guess.
So a foot is the same as a... Mm.
But you see, the horse's foot has the hoof on the end of it. Then you'd level that hoof off and you'd nail the shoe on, turn the horse's foot up like that and nail the nails through the hoof. And then you'd, where the nails came through, you were careful not to get them up too high, because you'd pinch the end of the nail off. You'd take a rasp and put a little line under it, and then put it on top of the metal stand. Put the hoof in, tap that, bend that nail over, and it'd go into the little groove you'd fit for it.
That is. Did you ever play a game with this?
Oh yeah, throw horseshoes, yeah, many times. Played that a many times. The old croquet game too. Excuse me, well, you don't need to move. Just that was Harry Agent, teaches art up here at Sam Houston University, and it takes a special man to paint animals. He has to have the God-given talent. Now, Harry is wonderful on ships, seascapes, that kind of stuff. He just loves it. He was in the Navy in World War II.